Did we get lost, little bird? The festivities are being held inside. Are you not afraid your minders will come to hunt you down? Or worse yet, that something with fangs might stumble upon you first? No? How fortunate for me then, if it provides me with the opportunity for your company. Lady Han, darling, you hadn't asked, but I figured I'd save you the question. You recognize my name? No, it's not Mrs. Anything anymore. If the rumor mill weren't enough, surely the black attire answers it just as well. No? Save them. I care not for your apologies, nor do I need them. Forgive me, I overstep. You haven't upset me. But you do seem to be forgetting your manners, darling. I gave you my name. I believe common courtesy suggests you return the favor. Pretty and obedient. Lovely. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. What am I doing out here? No, I haven't any minders of my own to escape. I suppose I seek escape from something else. Would you like to go on an adventure with me? I'm sure you tire of these halls. Come now then. Take my hand. Shall we? Serene, isn't it? The Fern Shores were hosts of my first season too, which is when I first found this place. Such a massive, sprawling wonder of a hedge maze, and yet not a single soul anywhere else in it. Frankly, I'm surprised to have company here. I've only ever had it once before. Are you not wary of me, little bird? Surely if you recognize my name, you've heard the stories that come with it. The horrid tales of what I may or may not have done to my late, wealthy husband. You're the kind to want to make up your own mind, then. How novel. My side of the story. I wore a white veil for a day, and a black veil for a year. The man I married is now the man the Ton thinks I murdered. Funny, isn't it, how that works out? You really must be unafraid to ask me so directly. Do you think I did it? You'll have to know me more before forming an opinion. Fair, I suppose. Is this your first season, darling? I'm afraid I haven't kept up with all the new girls. Being in mourning, at the very least, allows me some leniency in attending these things. Somehow I'm not surprised. You're not anything like the ladies of my first season, nor any other I've attended, for that matter. Is that right? I suppose you're to expect a great many suitors to come calling tomorrow afternoon, then. I'm not teasing. It's well deserved, I assure you. There is something different about you, isn't there? In your appearance or in your manner. Something I can't quite place yet. Something I... Nervous? I just want a better look at you. And with my finger beneath your chin to tilt your face up toward me, I can get just that. You glow so beautifully in this moonlight, little bird. What did you say? You think I'm beautiful too? I don't think anyone's called me that in rather a long time. It is an honor, though, to hear it from you. From such a delightful, dazzling little darling. It's such a waste, isn't it? To have to cage yourself in those stuffy assembly rooms for streams of men to admire and never quite be free on your own. Free. A small word, yet so far out of reach. Tell me, little bird, would you like to fly? Just for tonight? You really aren't afraid at all, are you? Lost in the hidden corner of a maze, with a widow rumored to be dangerous, and what's more, pressed right up against you like this? One hand on your chin and the other beside your head, trapping you in like this? It's almost an invitation for scandal, for ruin. Yet you tremble not from fear, but something else entirely. You tremble from want. Has anyone ever kissed you like that before? No? I suppose a proper young lady like you would never. A good girl like you. Is that what you've been? A good girl? Well, at the risk of asking too much, would you like to be bad with me tonight? I think this is far too much fabric. The dressmaker downtown. Well, yes, she does do good work. Would be a shame to ruin it, wouldn't it? Relax, darling, I won't do anything to this lovely dress. What I want is the person wearing it. What? Do you want me to stop. Of course it would be all right. Say the word, darling, and you can run right back to the ball. It isn't too late to change your mind. It won't ever be. No? You want this. Say it again. Good. Such a lovely mouth. But there's so much more of you I want to kiss. Your neck. Your shoulder. Your collarbone. And even lower, right here. You're marvelous, you know? Almost unreal. I want to touch you. Really touch you without these gloves in the way. Lift your skirts for me, will you? I want to feel you. I want to run my nails along your thigh, just so, and trail my fingers to your heat. Oh, I didn't expect that. To feel you quite this excited. Oh, darling, but you are enjoying this, aren't you? Do you like that? Having my hand on you? God, you are incredible. Soft and wonderful and warm. Of the two of us, darling, I'd say you're far more dangerous than I. So, so dangerous. Because you make me want you more than I should. Did you like that? If I move my hand just like that, do you want more? Oh, look at you. Brighter than birdsong, sweeter than nectar. Will you let me give you more? Make you feel more of this? Shh. Careful not to sing loud enough for them all to hear, darling. We're not that far away from the manor. That's it, little bird. Good girl. Do you feel that? That warmth pooling in your belly, between your thighs? Each breath you take sounds like a shiver, and when you moan, I feel that same heat go right through me. That's it. You want to touch me? Make me feel good the same way? Don't worry. Here, give me your hand. Like this. It's all right. I'll show you how. Just trace up my inner thigh, like that. That's it. And yes, right there, sweet thing. Keep your palm right there and move your fingers like... Quick learner. Keep going, and I'll keep Oh, just keep... Forgive me, it makes it a bit harder to remember what I'm supposed to be doing when you're touching me like that. No, no, I said a bit. But it's even harder still not to focus on you. Harder not to want you. Keep going, darling. You can match my pace if you'd like. Yes, just like that. Do you feel that? You're so close for me, aren't you? Keep moving your hand. That's it. Quicker, quicker. Harder. Press your thumb. Yes, just like that. Oh, that's it. That's it. I want to see you come undone for me. Shh. So dangerous, little bird. Keep it down. Keep it down. Your voice is delightful, but you can't call them all over now, can you? Come. Come now. You're so close. That's it. Just so dangerous, little bird. Keep it down. Keep it down. If you can't, I'll have to quiet you myself. That's it, my darling. God, you're beautiful. No, no, keep your hands on me. Don't stop just yet. I know, I know, I know you feel incredible, but... Press the heel of your palm right against me like that. I'm almost there with you. Please. Your hair is a mess, my dear. Here, let me. I think you've got a few leaves tangled in here.
Turn around. I'll take care of it.
You know, we found each other here. My husband and I. He followed me into the gardens after I snuck off, and we walked here together under the light of the moon. We got married, and then he died. And here the gardens still stand, alone, quiet, so quiet. And then, all of a sudden, there's you. You come along just because I ask, even when I don't really expect you to. And now the gardens aren't quiet anymore. The stars seem to shine again. You look at me and you see a woman. Just a person. Not a disreputable widow with an unearned title. It feels strange. If I'm being honest, it is strange, and I don't... There. All fixed. You should run back to the ball, darling. I believe they are to begin the next set of dances soon. You've still got your whole season ahead of you, after all. Mine? Oh, my dear, they are long past me. But perhaps if fortune should so favor me, I'll see you again. Have a good night, little bird.